Alex Steedman joins us from racingandsports.com. Morning to you, Alex, or good afternoon to you, mate.
Afternoon, Andrew.
What about the win of Zamex? It was one of the big-time wins at Rose Hill on Saturday.
Yeah, gave them a massive head start in the straight, but still managed to mow them down. Produced a time form rating of 86. Only two horses have won highway handicaps in the past 4 weeks, Andrew. Zamex and Clipper for Matthew Dale, they've each won a pair. It's such a fantastic initiative by Racing New South Wales, these highway handicaps. Progressive country horses can earn some really great prize money for connections. Zamex, you'll have to make the transition to genuine metropolitan level now. Certainly looks to have the upside to do it though, Andrew.
Yeah, look, it was an amazing win. The first winner today, Golden Cartel, was something similar. Cartel got a long way back, and you never thought it was going to win, but it got there right on the line. And Zamex, well, the Sunshine Coast Guineas, I think, is a race that Matt Dunn has right in his mind with that horse. What else came through Rose Hill for you, Alex?
Well, there were plenty. There were five winners on Saturday recording consecutive wins, and it really highlights how around this time of year a lot of horses get the chance to work through their grade. One of them was definitely Bjorn Sir Plush, one of Bjorn's three winners for the day. But I thought that was the pick of his three winners. Very strong first start win. Managed to run up to his master time form rating of 100 straight off the bat first up. He's still only a benchmark 80 horse after Saturday, and he can definitely work through the grades this prep. I think the question is what sort of trip Bjorn wants to campaign Sir Plush over. He's shown he can sprint over 1,100, but last prep he ran second up over 1,500 metres, and he's just showing so much versatility at the moment. And he added another string to his bow on Saturday by coping with a heavy track, Andrew.
Yeah, no, he was really solid. Bjorn's first Sydney treble on the day, and Test the World was another one that's just maintaining that winning sequence.
Four wins from as many starts this prep for her. She was well-placed on Saturday, and she capitalised again. She's run to a time form rating of 89 in her past two starts now. Bjorn said post-race he thinks she is a stakes-level filly, and she's certainly on the right trajectory for stakes-level next prep. Connections for now, they can just enjoy the prize money. She's earned about 150 grand so far this prep, and that's not including all the Bob's bonuses she's racked up, and I think Bjorn's going to keep chasing those for the next month or so, Andrew.
Yeah, why not? The horse has been up and going. Mate, how did Racing and Sports and yourself relate the opening win of Goolwar? There'd been a two or three in the race that, you know, were highly spoken about. Bull Market disappointed probably in the end of the race, being beaten four. But how did you rate Goolwar's win?
Yeah, Goldwire ran to a time form rating of 95, and that's good improvement on what he had been running to when placing in all his prize starts. We can add Goldwire to what's becoming a pretty long list of smart two-year-olds James is going to inherit when he takes over the role of Godolphin head trainer. Add him to a list which includes Berenillo, Kementari. They're just a few of the ones worth mentioning. He could be settling up a very strong Golden Rose team, Andrew. And, of course, Godolphin have a very strong history in the race, just looking at Denman in 2009, Epaulette 2012, Exosphere, Astern. Looking at the strength of the two-year-olds that Godolphin have this season, he's basically a second stringer, but he's a very promising two-year-old all the same.
Yeah. It was a really impressive win. What else just finally came from the meeting for you, Alex?
Well, Collateral was Bjorn's third winner of the day. I think the one to watch out of the meeting, though, is arguably the runner-up Karzoff. Chris Waller's import looks very promising. Just got tired late, second up on that testing track. Ran to a time form rating of 92. Still showed very good improvement on his Australian debut, though, and I think wherever he lines up third run from a spell, I think he'll be mighty hard to beat, Andrew.
Yeah, and I love the win of Invincible Knight. He needed a 12 out of 10 from you, Bowman, and got it.
Yeah. Well, I think he was in a lot of people's black books after how well he resumed. He was very unlucky. But, yeah, too good on Saturday. Thompson post-race says he doesn't really have a set plan for him this prep, but watch for him getting up to a mile, though, in his third or fourth run back from a spell. He's definitely one of those other runners who can continue progressing through the grades this winter.
So, Alex, if you were going to follow, and we stress it's winter-type form, but often this form holds up for the next, you know, couple of months, what would you follow out of Saturday?
It does, doesn't it? I think that French import Karzoff, though, I think he's the one to be following for the coming weeks.
Okay, cars off there for Chris Waller. Good on you, Alex. People can get all the information by going to racingandsports.com.au. Thanks a lot, mate.
Thank you.
Alex Steadman joining us there from Racing and Sports.